The rural Tennessee town of Shelbyville has seen an influx of Muslim refugees from Somalia in recent years. It hasn't been a simple adjustment for many longtime residents. Some of them have welcomed the Somalis to their little town. Others have been suspicious.
From what I know about Muslims, they don't like us. They're out to kill us, as we know from 911. And it just scares me.
A range of reactions of Shelbyville old-timers and newcomers finds voice in a documentary. The documentary is called Welcome to Shelbyville. It airs tonight on public broadcasting service stations. Kim Snyder is the director and producer of Welcome to Shelbyville. She's now in New York. Can you describe Shelbyville for us?
Yes. Shelbyville is a small town in the heart of the Bible Belt of Tennessee, about an hour or so south of Nashville. And its population now is about 17,000. As you mentioned, it has had a lot of rapid demographic change, first with Latinos coming in the 90s, and then more recently, a number of Somali refugees, a sizable number.
Did the Somalis choose Shelbyville, or were they placed there?
I think what we're seeing in Shelbyville is typical and a microcosm of a phenomenon that's happening across the country, which is more of a secondary migration. These people are coming often through gateway cities like Nashville or Seattle or Minneapolis, and then they go to where they find jobs, which are often in meat processing plants. So this is something that is very familiar to towns like Shelbyville across the country.
One of the people you profile is a Somali woman named Hawo Siad, one of the people who prepares the chicken breasts that you can buy at the supermarket, cutting up the chicken and then putting it on the conveyor belt, the breasts on the conveyor belt. What is life like for her, and what did she flee from?
Well, Hawa has come here, like many people, as part of the U.S. refugee program to flee a war-torn country, Somalia. And she has come here for a better life and for work. She's come here as a legal refugee. And as she says in the film, it's been mixed. She doesn't always feel welcome. At one point, I'm always touched when she speaks about wanting to talk to all people.
The Somalian, this a good people. I want to talk to all people, but I don't know what's wrong.
And this is a woman who used to be a nurse. She says she hopes to be a nurse once again. Let me bring into the conversation now David LaBelle, who is in Atlanta. He is executive director of Welcoming America, a grassroots organization that helps to integrate new immigrants into non-traditional immigrant communities. David, while you're in Atlanta right now, you used to live in Tennessee. You know Shelbyville. Tell us about the climate that the Somalis entered into and some of the difficulties local people had to face with a new population there.
I've known people in Shelbyville for a long time, and they're really warm, welcoming people overall. But there is the issue of fear, and when demographics change, people become more afraid. And it was serious. I mean, the neighboring town of Columbia, Tennessee, that had a mosque, the mosque was actually burnt down. And so the threat of violence was real in Shelbyville. And then, you know, real tensions get worse and worse. You know, misunderstandings start to happen. So, for example, some people believe that the Somalis were inhygienic.
We heard reports about the hygiene of the refugees that, quite frankly, is disgusting.
Whether they're rumors or facts, I don't know, about the living conditions that the Somalis live in.
So, David, what is the process by which you're able to bring willing people, as there were in Shelbyville, together to make immigrant communities work?
So we work with a small group of people, many who are, you know, in the film, to train them to work on going out into the community, going out to churches, to Rotary clubs, and talking about their experiences, having immigrants talk about their personal experiences. We also use communications tools. You know, we had billboards up in Shelbyville.
And what did the billboards say?
Well, they had different messages, but some were religious. Some said, "Welcome the immigrant you once were." Some were, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me." Obviously, a verse from the Bible. And then you have engagement starting and people starting to shed their fear when they hear an immigrant telling their personal story. And when they understand that they share things in common and values in common, that's when welcoming can begin. Until you address both communities' fears, people don't want to be welcoming, but when you can, people understand that we share a lot in common, and there's a real transformation.
Well, it's not a panacea, but it seems to work, and it works to the extent that right now the U.S. State Department is using the film as a teaching tool. Kim, can you tell us about that?
Yes, the State Department's been using the film in various embassies throughout the world, and we'll also have a screening tomorrow as part of the Refugee Resettlement Program, the Division of State Department that deals with refugee policy. So that's very exciting as well.
Well, thank you very much, Kim Snyder, director and producer of Welcome to Shelbyville, and David LaBelle, the executive director of Welcoming America. You can find out a lot more on our website, theworld.org. And Welcome to Shelbyville is going to be on PBS tonight. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.